For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. It's spring, and just like every year about this time, I've been bitten by the fishing bug. It doesn't matter if there's a late winter storm raging through the area or clear skies outside. By late March, I need to go fishing. More on that after this break. Man, I'm ready to go wet a line. It's spring and the fishing bug is biting hard, and repeatedly. I have a nearly overwhelming urge to call in sick and just head for a river for the day. Technically, I wouldn't be lying. Fishing fever is, in my opinion, a real illness. It's just not one that can be cured by lying around in a bed all day, sipping on tea and slurping chicken noodle soup. No, to cure a case of fishing fever, you actually have to get out of the house and find a good piece of water that's full of hungry fish. I've found that trout from a river are the best cure for fishing fever. If you have access to beaver ponds at Old Brookies, that'll work just about as well. Other people seem to prefer liberal doses of walleye as a fishing fever cure, but there's really no wrong solution. The cure that works best is often the one that's tailored most personally to the person suffering from fishing fever. And just as there's not just one type of fish that's best, there's also no correct method for administering the cure. When I was a kid growing up on the Wind River, I had the best luck using a bow fishing rig to get over my fishing fever. I wandered down to the river and bow fished for carp at every opportunity. I did it often enough that it worked as a preventative. As I got older and couldn't find good places to bowfish anymore, I traded my bow for a spinning rod and reel. Lately, I've used a fly rod. It doesn't matter what you use. Heck, I'm proof that it also doesn't matter if you don't catch anything. All you really need to do to get over a bad case of fishing fever is to go fishing. If you get out there on the water, you'll be healed before you know it. Of course, you'll need to dose yourself regularly to avoid a relapse. This has been The Great Outdoors. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.